Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's opening day, H-Town.
Live from Tom's Watch Bar downtown.
Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, let's get to Lopez's eight questions for eight straight. First, Tyler Milner's in the building. T-Mill.
There he is.
Vibes. He's got his.
There he is.
He's got his cleats on. He's got his baseball pants. He's always in the Astros full uniform anytime they play.
He's got his groupies.
Yeah, look at him.
Yeah.
The groupies follow me. There's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah. T-Mill, how you feeling about this, the start of the Astros season?
Dude, I'm hyped. I'm hyped.
Are you confident, though?
I'm very confident. There's a lot of intangibles, a lot of tangibles as well. I was just talking to our guy around the show, Hughley, and that was the first thing he said, that this Astros team not only looks great on paper, but they have intangibles out the ass. And this is the best sports day.
Might need to see a doctor.
Yeah. A couple times, maybe.
Yeah, I had that once, but I had to take some penicillin.
No, dude. The vibes are real, dude. And this is the greatest sports day each year. Opening day, especially when you have a team that's as dominant as this, is beautiful. I'm freaking hyped.
I hate betting baseball, but you got to bet opening day.
No.
Oh, yes.
No.
Yes. I actually win the majority of my money each year on baseball.
I don't like betting on baseball.
It's a lot of people don't.
So what are you going to go with?
I haven't looked at it yet. I'm going to do that when I get into the station
over,
here in a bit.
Over.
But I
over.
Like
over.
The over is appealing on opening day.
Yeah. Over.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think it's at, though?
I don't even care. I'm just going to put it in right now. I talked myself into it.
Are you talking over for the game or over for Astros runs? Because last year.
Over for the game.
Okay, over for the game. There were a couple times last season you told me to bet the over, and I just bet the Astros over and ended up losing some money. So I'm going to have to follow you.
Yeah, your largest bet of the year.
Yeah.
We were actually in the seats together.
I forgot that was the largest bet of the year. But the vibes are good. Don't kill my vibe.
What are the intangibles? I know there's some, but why is intangibles the first thing that came out?
I mean,
out of
you've
mouth?
Lost some leadership with Brantley. Obviously, Dusty's gone. You got a new manager. But this team is still champion. This is still a championship squad. You still have a lot of the key elements that you've had for the last 10 years. And now you need someone to step up in Brantley's place because we all know he was the leader in the clubhouse. Maybe Bregman can do it, but this team has championship DNA. And I know that's a cliche, but cliches are cliches sometimes because they're true.
Yeah.
They have championship DNA. You got Verlander back for a full season now. it's everything is set. The table is set for the Astros to make another run and make it an eighth straight trip to the championship series.
I actually thought that Brantley was kind of a liability, and I know we didn't see it last year. I actually thought it was kind of a liability because I want Alvarez at DH the whole time.
Yes.
Like, I didn't like the, hey, Michael Brantley has to DH, and then you have to put Alvarez in left field. I want him to be my Cuban poppy.
Absolutely.
My Cuban big poppy. So I'm actually fine with Brantley being gone.
What about Maldonado?
I think that's going to be a bigger loss than a lot of fans.
Never mind. We're done. Never mind.
I know y'all's feelings.
It's over.
It's going to be a bigger loss than some people think.
Nah, it's over.
I'm not saying it's not.
Nah, we're done. We're done.
I'm just saying. That guy is a veteran and a guy who's touched. What do we say about
Maldi called a good game, and then Fromber gives up 8 runs, and it's not even mentioned. But whenever he has the gym, here we go.
Look, I'm not saying football and baseball are always super translatable. Hey. But what do we say about the quarterback? Oh, he touches the ball every play.
Hey.
He's important. He touches the ball.
Maldonado
was touching the ball nearly every damn play
as a
catcher.
You know what I'm going to do to improve my approval rating?
What's that?
I'm going to decrease my performance and dye my hair purple, dude.
Hot pink would be better for you.
Goodness gracious, yeah. Tyler. All right, appreciate
y'all
you,
keep
man.
Cruising, man.
Goodness gracious. 8 questions for 8 straight ALCS is John Lopez has 8 for 8.
Yeah, he said the table is set up. I think there's 8 questions.
He lost me at Maldi, man.
Well, look, Tyler's a great Astros fan, man.
But I mean, come on, Maldi.
No, I agree with that. But here's, as much as he says the table is, I think there's 8 questions that match up with 8 going for an 8th straight American League Championships season. We've hit on this one a lot, so we don't have to dig in too much, but I do want to get your thoughts. What you said this about someone else. What is Joe Espada? What is Joe Espada?
What does he have to be?
I think,
my question. Like, how much does a baseball manager have to do? I don't want to, especially with like this type of thing, like, he can make them better, but how much worse can he make them?
But what was the strength, as much as we may have criticized him here and there, of Dusty Baker, was he knew, 50 years, how a clubhouse works, how a locker room works, and what buttons to push, what to do this, how to stick with guys that need to be stuck with for a while rather than making rash decisions to a point of frustration for us last year. What is Joe Espada?
I feel like Dusty Baker had a good gut.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of the gut decisions he made, they paid off.
Yeah.
But a lot of times when we say he managed the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. But John, that is part of it. But that is part of it. Yeah.
I get it, but you could admit, like, is it a
that clubhouse.
Is it a hard clubhouse to manage?
No, look, I don't think in general it's a hard clubhouse to manage. But over 162 games, there's going to be so many things that pop up, whether it's injuries, disputes, people that are, and we've heard this a couple times over the years, people that disagree with how Dusty was handling the locker room and the lineup and the pitching staff and some of these other things. So that is the big question. What is Joe
Question
Espada?
One, what is Joe Espada?
Question two, how many games will Yordan miss? That's it for me. That's I said this last year, they will not win a World Series unless Yordan is Yordan. Even more so this year. I know.
But Yordan is missing games, right?
That's the thing. How many games will he miss? If he
25?
If he misses 20, 25 games.
I think you can be fine with that.
You can, but the margins are so much thinner with this team when you're going to be in closer games if you don't believe in the starting pitching staff as much or the middle relief.
The bullpen,
as much. But the back end of the bullpen.
I'm high on this bullpen.
Yeah.
I'm very high. I'm Snoop Dogg high on this bullpen.
Question three. Can Justin Verlander pull out another big-time season?
That's a lot. It's a lot to ask.
I looked up the projections.
It's 41.
I looked up the projections of the composite of his projections for this season, and they were 9-7 record.
What?
4.01 ERA and 137 innings pitched.
Oh wow!
You got to do better. Got to do better than the projections. I mean, flat out.
I don't feel confident either way. Again, I respect the arm and I respect the age.
Yeah. Question four: will J.P. France or Hunter Brown take a major step?
Hunter Brown, perhaps. J.P. France, I think he comes down to earth.
You do?
Yeah.
But that's a huge question on how far they do. And I had a Lance McCullers thing in there as well, but we know that ship
60-day IL if you're just tuning in.
Will Alex Bregman have a contract year kind of season?
I could see it.
I absolutely could see
it. I could see it.
I think that's one that he's going to answer. He's that guy.
Yeah, he likes the moment.
He likes to be able to be pushed like that.
Yeah, I could see Alex Bregman being in the MVP discussion.
Yeah, and really, part two of that, which is question number six, what will Kyle Tucker be this
badass
year? But he's clearly arbitration, wants a contract, distracted. They started negotiations. Now he's saying if they want to do something in the middle of the season, I'm willing to listen. Can Kyle Tucker do the exact same
thing? Don't you
think
them already getting over the tax kind of helps him, though?
A little bit.
Because now they're over the tax no matter what, so I think it kind of helps Tuck get that bread. But, yeah, I think Tucker and Bregman are the two guys that I feel – and Alvarez, really
– yeah,
that I feel really confident in.
Question seven. Will the Astros regret not snagging a big-time free agent pitcher like Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery?
The problem with them is they're kind of in no man's land with the farm system, where it's not like you can wait till the trade deadline. And if you do, let's say there's a big name out there, then your farm system gets even more stripped than the nerds and geeks like Adam Spillane are worried about.
I think this one could come back and bite them. I mean, they were in with Blake Snell. Didn't work out.
We're biased towards Blake Snell, though.
Well,
that's our guy.
Or whomever it might have ended up being.
Snellzilla.
And question eight, clearly. Very big question today, very big question for the season. Will Framber Valdez, which one will he be? Which Framber will show up?
Don't feel as good about him as I do Bregman and Tuck.
For the duration of the season. I'm not talking about having a good outing here and there, but for the duration of the season, which Framber will we get? Will he be a Cy Young winning Cy Young contender, as B. Scott boldly predicted, or will he be 6-5 with a 3.75 ERA, which is what he was, by the way, in August and September. August and September last year was 6-5 with a 3.75 ERA. I mean, you got to have more than that if he's going to be your ace.
Well, it's not an if. He has to be.
He has to be.
I would say the biggest concern for me with the Astros, it has to be the rotation.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the rotation for sure. I also think the bottom of the lineup is always a – every city has a conversation about the bottom of the lineup because they're in the bottom of the lineup for a reason. But you gave it to Jake Meyers. Jeremy Pena.
I think Jake Meyers would be nice.
He might. And if he is, that's awesome. Obviously, Jeremy Pena, who knows what we're going to get out of him. I think that's what his best role is, to be a number 8 hitter that can maybe, you know, give you a little bit here and there. Then you have Yonner taking over the catching duties.
Oh, he'll be fine.
But he's taking it over now full time.
That's so an upgrade. 7-8-9. That's an upgrade.
7-8-9 right now. Now, I don't disagree. But those are big questions as well. So I added a question there for you.
I feel really good about the floor of this team.
Oh, yeah.
The ceiling, and floor and ceiling is the worst-case scenario and the best-case scenario. Mm-hmm. I feel incredibly great about the worst-case scenario. You're going to be competing no matter what. The ceiling, though, that's where you're going to need the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good about the bullpen. I feel okay about the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
But the rotation's what it's going to come down to.
Well, top four for sure. Oh, by the way, another thing that's going to have to be, you know, over the course of the next couple of months play out is what Abreu is at first base. Yeah. No. I mean, he had his moments as we got down the stretch last year. But, boy, he was almost unplayable. For a while, Abreu.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect from him.
Yeah, so
I could see him coming out hot.
Well, I hope so. But top four, I'm not worried about by any stretch.
By the way, the over's in.
The over is in.
The over's in. I'm in on the over.
And that is
8.5.
Ooh, that's a pretty good number.
8.5. I took the over.
Yeah.
Didn't even know it when I took it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's smart or not. Yeah. Just give me the over.
Doing it blind.
Yeah, give me the 8.5.
I think, you know, obviously the big questions for the Astros we know, but they revolve really around Espada, Yordan, and the pitching staff. I mean, that's it. Those three things, what Verlander can be, what Framber can be, is Hunter Brown going to extend what he showed us a little bit in spring training? I mean, all those things. That's the season for the Astros.
You know something else I'm intrigued in? That this is media trading cards BS.
What's that?
that I'm into.
Trading cards.
That I think we can make our listeners into. Shout out to the Loopholes if you listen, you are. And we're live at Tom's Watch Bar. The relationship between Chandler Rome and Joe Espada.
Oh, man.
What will the relationship be like with Chandler Rome of The Athletic?
That's interesting.
And Joe Espada.
Because Dusty didn't like him.
Hated him.
Hated him. But Espada was in that clubhouse. So was Espada like one of Chandler's guys? Or was he lining up with Dusty and also hates him?
I don't know.
You know, because there's always like a bench coach or a whatever, pitching coach or batting coach or something that can be a, you know, kind of the good source in your clubhouse, your clubhouse being the media's. Or is he lining up with Dusty and he already hates him? He's predisposed. He's predisposed to hating Chandler Rome.
Yeah, so who are we going with? How do you think that relationship's going to be?
I think Espada's going to be good at first because he's all new, trying to get, getting good graces with a lot of people. That kind of thing.
Is Dusty going to be welcome back? Like, is Dusty going to throw out a first pitch or something?
For sure.
You think Dusty's going to throw a first pitch?
I don't know how many times he's going to come back. I think he likes that California life on the vineyard.
Doesn't he work with the Giants now?
Yeah, he's
with
that's
the right.
Giants
yeah, now. Yeah. He's a consultant. But really, that's just because he lives, you know, nearby. He likes his vineyard up in Northern California.
Michael Brantley throwing out the first pitch tonight.
Yeah.
How's that make you feel?
Good, because Michael Brantley is a legend in this town. That's a good one. He is.
That's a big mistake by them.
Why?
Big mistake.
Why?
I just think they made a huge mistake. They could have had a more viral reaction had they done something that was right there in front of their eyes.
And that is?
Redemption season, man. Redemption season.
So?
50 Cent has one of the worst first pitches of all time.
Oh, wow. He's going to say play 50 ball,
50 Cent's
right?
going to say play ball.
Yeah.
They should have let 50 Cent in an Astros hat try to redeem himself from the bad first pitch he threw in New York.
God, that would have been awful.
They screwed up.
That would have been
They could
awful.
Have hyped it up. Redemption first pitch.
Yeah.
Everybody would have been in their seats.
For sure.
Because the worst first pitch ever, we've seen it 100 times from 50 Cent.
Yeah.
He gets to try to redeem himself with an Astros cap on, one of the most viral moments of all time. You get a chance to redeem it. Instead, you have Michael Brantley, who's been here forever, throwing a first pitch. Oh, a baseball player throwing a first pitch. That's going to be tough. No buildup, no nothing. You know he's going to throw it right to the glove. They should have let 50 Cent throw out the first pitch for redemption season.
Yeah, he would have
Big mistake, Astros PR.
He would have needed a month to practice. twice a day.
Nobody's in shape now.
Yeah, but still.
But he's lost like 30 pounds.
So what? You still
got
to get
it
the
just
ball
got off tour,
plate
but,
in front of a sold-out building.
But if he gets it there and he just sails it, then it's redemption season.
Yeah, but if he bounces another one to the right or something?
Then it's hilarious, and it's even better. They screwed up here. 50 should have thrown out the first pitch. It should have been sold as redemption season.
Yeah.
An old New Yorker tries to redeem himself as an Astros,
everybody
as a member of the Astros.
Everyone would have been watching.
Oh, I would have been in my seat.
That's right.
I would have bought tickets.
That's right.
I'd be walking right over there after this.
Yeah.
They screwed up.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, lunchtime confessions here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, lunchtime confessions. We're live, Tom's Watch Bar, downtown. We confess our sins to you, the Loopholes. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports, but we're transparent with you 24-7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess.
Watch this. These are my confessions. Made a big mistake last night. Just got a fall on the sword.
Just one?
Just one. One big mistake. So the kids came over and were going to bring some food last night.
Yep.
Dad, we want to get you taken care of. I was sitting on the front porch looking at the beautiful Houston skyline.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Yeah, had a nice glass of wine.
Feliz cumpleaños.
And they said, what do you want? I know you probably want Mexican food because I had mentioned it earlier.
Yeah.
And I'm Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? Y'all pick. Whatever you want to pick. You know there's a lot of great places in town. They brought freaking El Tiempo. I like El Tiempo.
Yum. I think it's the best catering Mexican food, honestly. A lot of that, let's be honest, John. Let's be honest.
Yeah?
Take off the biased Mexican outlook that you're going to give me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Mexican food does not travel well.
But travel, like, especially for nine people.
El Tiempo travels well.
No.
Real well.
I've always made this very, very clear. I like El Tiempo. If someone's visiting from out of town, it's a good place to take them, all that stuff. But I can think of five or six places that I do go to five or six places before El Tiempo. I was thinking, obviously, we talk about Teo a lot, Teotihuacan. Guadalajara is one another one I really like. Abasolo is another one I really like. And they know I go to these places, and they brought El Tiempo.
What'd they bring? Fajitas?
A little bit of everything. It was delicious. It was enchiladas, fajitas, some tostadas. It was great. And it was good. But I was like, man, I should have told them where to go.
All right. I'm going to piggyback on this.
Oh, yeah?
It might get intense.
All right.
Lunchtime Confessions, live from Tom's Watch Bar downtown. All right, I don't know if I should say this.
Just say it.
No, if I should say this, John.
Say it. You have to now.
Do your kids really represent La Raza as good as you would like them to? They kind of like it's kind of understandable. It's kind of understandable why they might bring El Tiempo. Let's be honest. Like if I lined up Lopez's three kids and I had a 10-minute conversation with each of them,
yeah.
I would actually be impressed if they went with El Tiempo because I would expect Taco Cabana,
Chile Relleno,
Relleno,
Taco Bell.
They don't go that far. No, they are the perfect illustration of being half Mexican American and half not. in doses, they're very much about our culture, my background, whatever. But then they're also like, I don't think so. I don't know about this. They do what? How do you make those tamales again? No, they're good on the tamales, that's for sure.
Lunchtime Confessions live from Tom's Watch Bar here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Watch this.
These are my confessions. You know how we say you don't really listen for the announcers as much? I mean, there's some.
Mm-hmm.
Ian Eagle is flat out.
He's better than Jim Nance.
A lot better.
He's better.
He's a
Let's just
lot
be honest. I know we're in Houston. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
At this point, like, Ian Eagle's the man.
He is a lot. I think he's smoother. I want to hear him. You know, not a lot of sappy stories about some grandma that died.
Underutilized, Underutilized.
Like, how often has...
By the way, Raftery's a badass, too, and so is Grant Hill.
I think he's a good guy to have a beer with. He's like smart aleck and all that stuff. But, like, Jim Nance, you know, he's got... Does he have a person specifically to go search for, like, dead relatives? He always brings it up. Well, and his aunt, blah, 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 that he came up playing with passed away 2 weeks ago. And again, we like Jim Nance. My confession is Ian Eagle.
No, he's a man.
Is a lot better.
He's amazing.
A lot better.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Incredible. Awesome. Lunchtime Confessions live from Tom's Watch Bar here on Sports Radio 610. Watch this. These are my confessions. So I'm kind of being scarred by someone that we make fun of a lot of on our show.
Mm-hmm.
It's early, guy. The Astros are playing baseball. We like to react. And if you go to New York or anything, and you go to Boston, and you go like you go to any of these sports cities where the sports radio is through the roof, mm-hmm. the energy is through the roof. Every baseball game is the end-all, be-all.
Yes.
And then it continues, and it's not that serious.
Right.
But in Houston, when you try to bring that energy, despite the fact you won Astros energy, mm-hmm. anytime you like kind of react to something, it's like, well, it's early. Right. It's early. It's early. I'm not going to lie.
It's only August.
We got to brace ourselves.
I'm not going to lie. It's early, guys, kind of scarred me a little bit when it comes to talking baseball. Guys, I just want to have fun. I just want to watch the game. I want to feel like I watched something meaningful. I've been scarred by it's early, guy.
I'm sorry that you reminded me of this. We're in for about, what, 3 or 4 months of it's early, guy, at least?
Five.
Guys, it's not even September yet.
Oh, my God. It's early. Happening.
Lunchtime Confessions here on Sports Radio 610 live from Tom's Watch Bar. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I think I might be exaggerating this a little bit, but I'm good if Alperen Şengün ends up playing somewhere else at this point.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
I'm not saying I want it.
I'm switching the music.
But if you've seen how they work together with Jalen Green, how Jalen Green has been playing, I'm like, and I'm a big Şengün fan. We've talked about him a lot on this show, but I don't see how it's going to work next year or you know down the road when he has to have the ball in his hands so much, and Jalen Green might be elevating and finding something here. I get it. You know, it's been a kind of a asterisk kind of 10-game win streak, but it's pretty damn impressive.
Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop. Watch this. These are my confessions. All right, I don't know what to say here.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been anti-East Coast when it comes to rap music. Not big on Bad Boy Records, but for some reason, it's not even like a I'm going to enjoy it type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The last 5 days, I've been shuffling Bad Boy Records on my Pandora. And I'm not saying like I'm trying to defend anything or anything like that, but I don't know if I'm anti-cancel culture because I don't want to like completely dismiss art or anything like that. But like with P. Diddy getting raided, I find myself just wanting to go back and like listen to more of the music now. But what does that say about me?
I think what it says about you is you're like everyone else. When someone gets into the news, you're intrigued by them.
Yeah.
That's why I always say spell the name right. Like P. Diddy, I haven't even looked at my Spotify. I can, but I'll bet you it's through the roof. I bet you it's just through the roof. It's very, 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 very rare that publicity is bad publicity. Any publicity is good publicity. He's banking, Figgy.
Don't tell him that.
He's in a miserable...
I don't know if he's banking
no,
right
no.
now.
No, he's in a miserable place, and he'll probably end up in prison. But I'm saying, in terms of like record sales, producers, and other things, absolutely. Absolutely.
By the way, did you see that I predicted this? Actually, my wife predicted this, and this was... I wish I would have said it when she said it. So, Kanye's wife, Bianca Sensory...
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have said it Monday.
Yeah, we talked about it, yeah.
I said that Kim was so irrelevant. Now, we said it on air because we brought it up to T-Mill.
Yeah.
That she's like so popular right now. Kim Kardashian put out a picture, and she's dressed just like her, like basically showing her breasts.
Of course she is.
It's like she's trying to stay relevant now.
Of course she is.
Just like Kanye's wife.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, dude. Literally like the same naked type of outfit.
Oh.
She's struggling, man.
She's going to do something. They can't help it. She's going to do something wild.
She's struggling, man.
Just enjoy your life, man.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is her dating Odell Beckham didn't even blink an eye, man.
Nobody
cared.
Because he was kind of on the down.
But that was 10 years ago, man. Yeah. That would have been a big deal.
Nobody cared.
Who should she date? What gets her back?
Tom Brady. Nah, I don't know. I don't think she can get back because here's what happened to Kim Kardashian. She basically thought that she could be – she thought – she got with Kanye when Kanye was this, and he like elevated her here.
Yeah.
And then I think she started thinking, because he was the same guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, minus the crazy stuff. She thought that she had reached this peak to where he could go down like this.
And she would still.
And he's up here right now.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Well.
I'm shocked.
She does know CJ Stroud.
Come on, man.
I'm just saying. They've worked on some charities together. They were in the same suite at the Super Bowl.
Right? Yeah.
That was an elevator, though.
She can't be elevated at this point.
Yeah, I don't
No, because
so.
Because the problem she has now is that she's looked at as fair or not. And that's why she's trying to go the extra mile to be, like, good parents with Kanye.
Yeah.
She's looked at as anti-Kanye. You can't be anti-Kanye and be what Kim Kardashian wants to be.
Yeah.
You can't.
How does Kanye just stay like?
Because he's a genius. Right? I mean, he's an artistic genius.
Yes.
Yeah. For better or worse, he's an artistic genius.
I mean, he just like didn't. It's not even a blip.
But for her to be like what she wants to be, which is like up here.
Yeah.
You can't be looked at as anti Kanye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can still be famous. Can't be anti Kanye.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Can't happen. Who knows how much he has on her too?
That too.
Man.
Goodness gracious. Coming up, realistic expectations for the Astros. Let's lay them out. The Astros are a couple of hours away from starting. We're live at Tom's Watch Bar. What are the realistic expectations for the Astros next?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's opening day, H-Town. Live from Tom's Watch Bar downtown. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Greater expectations, less expectations when it comes to the Houston Astros. Where are we at? We're heading into a year where the Astros are looking for their eighth straight ALCS. Got a new manager, older core, and a big offseason move when it comes to Josh Hader. So where are we going to set the expectations? Let's set them now.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can revisit it, but heading into the season, where are we setting them at?
So you're talking about wins and losses or what really matters, you know, the end of the year?
just wins, losses,
where they
division,
end up.
All that, yeah.
I can't expect – I don't even know if they're going to win the division because they might be a tight race and they get nosed out. But they're making the playoffs. That's an, I expect that. I expect them to show that pedigree that Lance Bergman – Lance, I'm mixing them all up.
Lance Bergman, jeez. Goodness gracious, Lopez.
Alex Bregman was talking about
yeah, – T-Mill put you on your ass, man.
Alex Bregman talked about that's a winning culture and that doesn't go anywhere.
Did you just go to the bathroom?
And all that. I did.
What? Okay, just checking.
Anyway.
Did you have a powdered sugar donut?
Got something on the, your nose right
there. Is that right,
right
here? Right here? I think the expectation is playoffs, get through the first round. The expectation should be American League Championship Series. If we're really being honest.
You're going here, ALCS.
They should get there. They should at least get there.
Is that fair?
No, it's not fair, but that's the expectation. Like, you go to seven straight.
But I'm asking you to be fair.
I'm not asking
you to generalize. I'm asking you to be fair,
I'll put it
sir.
This way. If they don't go there, I'll be disappointed. So that's why it's the expectation. I'll be disappointed if they don't get there again.
I just want to win a division.
That's
I'm a division
low.
Guy this year.
That's pretty low.
No, I haven't been there the last – I'll tell you this right now. If the Astros win the division, I'm getting a cap.
Again, just like with the Texans.
Yeah, I'm going to Academy.
Yeah.
Look, this team's older. I don't think it's a different era because we have a lot of the same guys, but I'm lowering my expectations for the Houston Astros. Does that mean that I think that the ceiling is low? No, but the thing that I feel worse about is the thing that matters most when it comes to reaching the ultimate goal, and that's the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good about the lineup. I feel good about the bullpen. But the thing that I feel worse about is the rotation. And because of that, I can't just lay out these high, high expectations for the Houston Astros. So if they win the division, I'm getting a cap.
I don't think that's high enough.
Matter of fact, I think we should have a champagne celebration at the station if they win the division.
I'm always up for that, but I don't think that's high enough. I will say this. As much as I think that should be the expectation, and it's my expectation, I'm assuming health. And even maybe a little struggles with a few struggles with the starting rotation. The back end is so strong. I don't see that. I think that's going to absolutely lock up.
That's 7, 8, 9 unlocked.
Yeah, it's going to lock up a bunch of
games.
Which,
by the way, did you hear the news about Ryan Pressly?
What's that?
They're still going to turn the lights out for him in the 8th inning?
We talked about that. I don't know about the lights, but I do like the music. I think he should
do it. Yeah, but they're still going to turn the lights out.
Yeah, don't turn off the lights. Don't turn off the lights in the 8th inning.
That's what they're going to do.
The game ain't over.
No, it's not the last inning.
Yeah. Even if he does well, it's not done.
If you do well, it ain't over yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
but back to
the – I don't feel good about that
no,
at all.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. But back to the point, that's my expectation, assuming health, even with some question marks in the rotation, even with this and that. That said, I've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now. I just feel like something's going to catch up to him here.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Whether it's Yordan again and then a couple of untimely injuries, sorry, knock on wood, or Verlander backs up to his projections. If you weren't listening earlier, I did a composite of all his projections for 2024. 9-7 record, 4.01 ERA, and 137 innings pitched. That ain't going to get it done. Especially, let's see what Frommer
But you're does. Relying on him for what? The
number three.
Three,
yeah,
right?
He's the number three.
Javier's your two.
Mm-hmm.
See how much weight he lost?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, 15, 20 pounds. 15, like 20, yeah.
So I think these things could it's not a prediction. It's not like a vision or anything. Just a sinking feeling that ultimately it's going to catch up to him, and it could be something like that. Could be Verlander.
So why don't you lower your expectations?
No,
then?
Because I think when healthy,
lower them, man.
When healthy, and if they meet what they've done last year, they should be considered a contender to get to the ALCS. Like if Bregman's Bregman, Tucker's Tucker.
Are those big ifs though?
See, I think some of these pitching ones might be bigger ifs, and I think Bregman's going to.
Which
be
means
really
you should probably
good.
Lower your expectations.
No, I think Bregman is going to have a contract type year, which maybe means. An MVP type year. There's four guys on this roster that could easily and should be in the MVP discussion preseason. That says a lot about this squad. When you got four dudes that could be an MVP, and Two of them are really motivated to have a big year. Well, all of them, but especially Bregman and Tucker. I'm not worried about that at all. Bottom of the lineup, who knows? You know, but I think Myers.
I think the bottom of the lineup looks good.
Yeah.
I think Myers and Pena are going to be nice. I think they're going to rake.
Yeah.
I think the Astros are going to rake.
Pena needs a bounce back. Myers has given the reins. I mean, he's given center field, so we'll see how he responds.
How do we feel about Altuve?
Not worried. Not worried at all.
I'm not saying worried, but, I mean, we've...
He's 33, going to be 34. I get it. But I'm the one that thought, like, when it goes fast for smaller players. That's just what history tells us. It's harder to get the bat through the zone to the places you want to go, et cetera. But he hasn't shown any signs of that.
Do you think it gets, because they just gave him the extension, do you think it gets awkward for Altuve eventually? Like, and I mean, obviously it's an extreme example, but Bagwell,
yeah.
Like how awkward it was watching him on the back end.
Well, he had severe shoulder issues.
Yeah.
Like it was deteriorating badly. I mean, he couldn't even throw the ball to first base.
Yeah.
Like they were covering for him.
But I mean, do you think it gets...
I don't know how achy he's going to be after all the games he's played and all the years he's played, but he doesn't have a significant injury that he's having to consistently deal with.
But there was a clear drop-off last year
when
Dubon played second base compared to Altuve.
Yes, he was better. I mean,
there was a clear drop-off. Like, it wasn't the same.
Yeah, but he's still Mr. Clutch, can, you know, hit falling out of bed. There's going to be a point where it gets to be a struggle for him, and that's just – experience, you know, we've seen it. You know, smaller players, when it goes fast. It's just not happening to him. I mean, he's an exception to the rule.
Alex Bregman, obviously in the last year of his deal, they're already in the tax. I think Alex Bregman responds nicely.
I think he's going to have a huge.
I do too.
Huge year.
Last year he was kind of lost and up and down. When that dude's focused on baseball, it's next level. And I'm saying this from like recent personal experience. Man, when you have a kid, you get married, you do all that type of stuff. Like it's different.
It changes you, and it changes everything.
But now that he needs to bear down, he's got his legs under him.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bregman's going to come through.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. In order, best offensive performances in 2024.
Okay.
I think Bregman 1, Tucker 2. I don't know about Yordan and Altuve, but they're definitely 3 and 4 in some way.
I think Tucker 1, Bregman 2, but I think it's a very, very, very high bar.
Yeah.
I think it's a very high bar.
Mm-hmm.
Alvarez up there too.
Here's the key thing. Who's 5? That's a key thing right there. That's middle of the lineup, somebody on the bottom of the lineup.
You know who I'm high on? Jake Myers.
I know you mentioned that earlier.
Haven't been in the past. I'm high on Jake Myers this year.
Why?
It just feels like there's been a lot of trust in him, and it feels like it's going to be validated. It's like, you remember when, and we got to go back a couple years. You remember when Dubon kept getting in the lineup, and everyone was like, "Why the hell do they like this guy? He sucks."
Yeah.
Like, why are they putting Dubon in the lineup so much? And then last year, Dubon, I mean, he was one of your best players.
Yeah, definitely.
Like in certain stretches.
Yeah.
I feel like they've had, like, that kind of trust in Myers. And I feel like Myers, like Dubon did last year, I feel like Myers is kind of going to validate it.
I mean, Myers could be he's the fifth best offensive player?
No, fifth best offensive player. I mean, you're talking Altuve, Bregman, Diaz.
Or Abreu.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I say they're going to rake.
Yeah.
They're going to rake. They're going to score runs.
Yeah.
I don't see any situation where they don't score runs. They're going to score runs. That's why when Spillane talks about, you know, the bullpen non-7-8-9, I'm like, okay, like, are we going to have four-run leads
and
go in there? Like, I don't necessarily buy that.
No, I don't, but it's going to be one of the great stories to see who's going to have that year, you know, that puts them at a different level. Could be Myers. How do you feel about McCormick?
Myers.
How do you feel about Abreu?
Myers.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have a lot of confidence in Abreu. Myers is not a bad pick.
Myers.
Yeah. Not a bad
pick. My opening day instincts are usually pretty good.
Last year they were.
Well, I picked the win total. It's pretty good, I think. But also, I think 2018, when Michael Brantley got signed, what did I say? I said, this is going to be one of Jeff Luno's best free agent signings.
I believe I said
Boom.
That, too.
Who's throwing out the first pitch today?
That's right.
Michael F. and Brantley.
We all liked him.
Which, by the way, it should have been 50 Cent.
And you was familiar with his work anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, he was hurt when I got there.
Yeah, but we were all high
back. He was still good.
Yeah, he's good. Good ball player.
Good.
Jim Crane loves him, too. Mm-hmm. Goodness
and
gracious.
And for that price?
Absolutely loves him.
Yeah.
My God. By the way, I'm getting reports from home that apparently the dog's making a scene.
Dog's making a scene?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Doing what?
Pacey.
My wife's boss is at the house. I guess they're doing some work or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone else there that is helping, and apparently the dog's just acting crazy.
All man. Over him?
Yeah, but apparently she's calmed down.
Come on,
she doesn't bite or anything. She just gets really excited.
Well, she's a Frenchie. That's what they do.
Yeah, chill out.
They're like aliens. Frenchies are like aliens.
Well, they all have the same personality.
Yeah, they just go nuts.
It's kind of weird. They all have the same personality, but apparently the nanny's walking her.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so.
Good.
Saving the day, but I mean, that's just not a good look, man.
this is my boss.
It's not a good look, dude. And then we had the baby. The baby's been walking now a week this week.
Holding on to stuff or
brother,
walking?
Holding, standing, like everything. It's crazy. Once they crawl, not walking, crawling.
Yeah.
Once they crawl.
It's over.
They do everything.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah,
they do everything.
Mm-hmm. They go everywhere.
They're crawling over everything. Mm-hmm. They're crawling under everything. They're getting nuts. They're scratching you. They're clawing you. All that. She's got different energy
to her. Wait till she start walking.
Yeah, you and Alex Bregman. It's affecting you.
Are you gonna get a leash for her? You gonna be the parent?
Oh,
with the
please,
leash?
God!
I've
no.
actually kind of considered.
No, God!
I've
no.
actually kind of considered.
God.
I used to frown upon the leashes.
Yeah,
I used to frown upon the leashes on kids. I'm like seeing the way she's acted lately.
God,
I'm kind of considering the leash.
Put your kid on a leash.
Kind of considering the leash,
yeah,
man.
Please don't.
Coming up, let's put two and two together. The Texans gave us a clue. We missed it. Let's look at it and go around the NFL next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.